Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. I'm Sumitra Chandratraya, and I'm a member of the Car Free St. Pete Committee. We are a local advocacy group under the St. Pete Downtown Partnership, and we advocate for alternative transit options in the greater Tampa Bay area with focus on St. Petersburg. Today, I'm going to speak about a few ways I have reduced my car dependence. I moved to the area in 2017 from Chicago, and I had moved to Chicago in 2015 from Mumbai, both global cities, also both cities with reliable public transit networks. So when I moved to the Tampa Bay area, I missed having that freedom of jumping onto a bus or a train to go anywhere. I don't like driving. I find it the most inefficient way of getting around and spending my time. So when I moved here, I was looking for other ways to get around town. I'm a visual artist, and my studio is in the Art Exchange campus in the Warehouse Arts District in St. Petersburg. I live in Harbordale in Southeast St. Pete. So my daily commute to and fro is only about 2 to 3 miles. Since this commute is so short, I usually use a bicycle to commute to the studio. Thankfully, the streets I can use for this are through residential neighborhoods. I cross 7th Street and 22nd Avenue from my neighborhood and take the 7th Street to 14th Avenue South, where I climb the hill up to MLK and use the bike lane on MLK to get up to 11th Avenue South. There, I take 11th Avenue South to 15th Street South, which brings me to 9th Avenue South. I use 9th Avenue South to 22nd Street South. Overall, this ride is pretty mild, but the summer months are brutal. Thankfully, my studio building is on the Pinellas Trail, so I usually use the trail to run and bike. I also take it to downtown St. Pete from my studio. There is a corral of scooters at 22nd Street South and Pinellas Trail, so I have also used the scooters to get to downtown. My partner and I share a car, and we have a couple of scooters which we use if we don't need the car. The scooters have been extremely helpful in reducing our car dependence. My partner loves going to the beach, and we have been using the Sunrunner to do the trip. It's fast, efficient, and we don't have to worry about parking at the beach. Lastly, if there is a neighborhood meeting, we walk to the neighborhood meeting. You don't need to drive in your own neighborhood if you're able-bodied. I'm a big advocate for reducing the car dependence, and if you want more tips, please join us at carfreesaintpete.org.